Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Able Insurance, Mountain View Auto Parts, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, USA Mortgage of Mountain View, Justin Shelby State Farm of West Plains in Houston, The Anchor Convenience Store, Greg's Body Shop, Hometown Insurance, Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Dave's Auto Service, Bailey Chevrolet in Willow Springs, Casey's Tree Service, Ozark Trading Post, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Simmons First Bank, and Monty's Outdoors. Select video live stream games brought to you by Missouri Home Realty, St. Francis Hospital, Mountain View Lumber Company, and Able Insurance.
And very good. Monday night, it's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9. I'm Gary Lee. To my left is Tyler Chowning. Back at the studio, Nate Hudson. Liberty Eagles on the road going to take on the Logan Rogersville Wildcats. And they are 17-3 on the year. Liberty 14-7. Starting for the Wildcats, Stuart McDonald, Chase Barnum, Ross Lawrence, Jace Pitiford, and Scott Metz. They got size, and we'll get into that in just a moment. For the Liberty Eagles, Carol Gaines, Gavin Reese, Adrian Pendergraft, Carter Pritt, and Brody Rutledge. Nobody under 6 foot. 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", 6'3", 6'5".
Yeah, the height and length is could give us fits here tonight.
Yep. I come off the bench with 6'6". Or no, excuse me. Yeah, no, 6'6". They're starting 6'6". They come off the bench with 6'5". And 6'3". And, yeah, 6'3". So they got lots and lots of size. So Brody Rutledge goes out to the center circle and looks at Scott Metz and goes, Daddy, he's tall. Tips controlled by the Wildcats. In the backcourt, Liberty will fall off into their matchup zone, 2-3. McDonald into the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Wildcats. The putback, no good. Over the back, good job, Brody Rutledge, getting position. And the foul's going to be on Ross Lawrence. Boy, their numbers are going to be hard to see, Tyler.
They are. Got us, backed up here into the crow's nest here.
Gaines brings it down the floor, looks to work it to the right side to Pruitt. Knocked away, out of bounds. They're starting a freshman, Chase Arnum. And he's a player. And their post player, Metz. Gaines to the wing to Pruitt. Pruitt looks inside, flashing his Rutledge. They'll get it to Reese. Reese to Gaines. Pendergraft. Pendergraft back across. Now inside to Pruitt. Outside, swung around to Gaines. Gaines looks to take it in. Pull up 10-footer. Get that out of here, Metz said. Blocks his shot. And here come the Wildcats of Logan Rogersville. They'll start it with Lawrence. He'll pitch it to the right side to Barnum. Barnum into the corner, inside, and the dunk. Scott Metz. 2-0, Logan Rogersville. 6:45 to go here in the first. Gaines, Spindergraph, out top to Reese. High post, Rutledge. 10-foot jumper goes up, no good. Rebound taken by the Wildcats. Barnum drives down, shoots, bounces off the glass, no good. Rebound taken by Carol Gaines. Spins, goes up, blocks again. Met says, I've heard about you. I'm 6'6", and I'm not going to let that happen.
Two trips in a row, he's not let that happen.
It'll stay with the Liberty Eagles. Gaines will be bringing it in. And he floats it into the backcourt to Pendergraft. Pendergraft across the timeline, gets it to the left wing. Reese gets it off to Gaines. Gaines goes opposite side to the right to Pendergraft. Pendergraft with the drive, slicing, goes up, no good, but he's fouled, and will go to the line and shoot two. And And that foul's on Stuart McDonald. It's his first. Team foul number two. 2-0. Pendergraph, first free throw, back of the iron, no good. So he can cut the lead in half.
Yep.
Beautiful gym. If you've not been to the Wildcat gym, you're missing out. It's a dandy one. Second free throw's good, so Liberty's on the board. 2-1, the baseball score. 6 minutes to go in the first. Rogersville working outside the perimeter. Spin move by Pettiford, and a give and go. They get it to the freshman. He hands it off. Blocked shot at the other end. And that's going to be Carter Pruitt with the block shot. Out of bounds. It will stay with the Wildcats on their own baseline. Chase Banham brings it in. Lawrence Banham gets it right back. He hits a pull-up jumper from about 12 feet for two.
Good-looking shot by the freshman.
Terrell Gaines for the Eagles. Starts it with Pendergraph. They get it to Pruitt. Pruitt goes up and in for two. Tough move. Showing some strength right there to get it to roll in.
A lot of contact down low.
I think Carter likes that kind of game, I think. 4-3 is where we're at. Logan Rogersville with the lead and the basketball. Inside, Metz goes up, no good. Pruitt with the rebound. Dishes it to Gaines. Gaines to Reese. To Pendergraph. Pendergraph back to Gaines. Inside to Pruitt. Nice feed. Oh, that's the ones that just kick you right in the seat of the pants. A great pass, great ball movement, and a steal. Liberty's going to go the other direction. Ooh, that's intentional. Right?
Boy, you had to look. I don't know how it couldn't be.
Push someone at the bottom of the volleyball line, going like for a layup.
Lower your shoulder and push them.
Yeah. So it'll be Liberty basketball. On the baseline, Reese tosses it to Pendergraph. Pendergraph will use the dribble to bring it out top and gets it to Gaines. Who is guarding Gaines? Is that 22 or is it number 3?
Number 3.
That's Barnum. 4:33 to go. Pendergraph at the right corner brings it back out top. Opposite corner, Reese is going to go baseline. Drives in, shoots, no good. Pruitt gets the rebound. He goes up strong, no good. Gets the rebound, goes back up and in for two. Carter Pruitt, just pure muscle right now. Bulldog Pruitt is what we're going to call him. That's kind of how he's playing right now. Like an angry pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
We got our first substitution, Bryce Marshall. Number 12 is checking in. For number 5, Ross Lawrence. 4-3 your score, 4:19 on the clock. And Carter Pruitt ties it all up. 5 points for Carter here in the first. 4-4 as we approach the halfway mark. Metz catches out top, brings it into the corner to Marshall, who just checked in. Up top, at the free throw line, Metz goes to the wing. Now Metz will flash in the open. There's a partially blocked shot out of bounds. It'll be Wildcat basketball. Wildcats bringing in out top. Skip pass across into the corner. Shot fake. Here's a pull-up jumper off the rim. No good. Metz gets the rebound. Goes up. Shoots. No good. He's fouled. They'll have to earn it from the line. Scott Metz, 34, the 6'6 post player for the Wildcats.
He's been a handful down low for Liberty to deal with already early in this game.
First one's no good. Liberty hangs on to their lead, 6-4. 3:48 to go. You know, now Rogersville, they're not a team that's been scoring in the 70s or the 60s. Second one is missed, no good. Vendergrass gets the rebound, gets it to Pruitt. Pruitt gets it to Terrell Gaines. Gaines to Reese. High post to Pruitt. Pruitt looks for the basket, has it swatted away. Liberty turns it over, their first of the game. Driving to the basket, no good. And the rebound is put back, no good. Another offensive board put back by Barnum is good. He's got 4 points, the freshman, and we're tied up at six. Rogersville in the home whites, Liberty in the road blues. Gaines works it to Reese, side to side. Reese at the top of the key pulls up for a three. It's no good. Got a good look at it. Here comes the Wildcats on the fast break. Give it up. Shot put up and in by Betts on the left side. Count it. And it's an 8-6 ball game. Wildcats with the lead. Eagles at the other end now. Reese catches on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Has it swatted away. Gets it back. Gets it to Pendergraft. He squares up for a three. That's no good. Pruitt gets the rebound. Gets it to Gaines. Gaines dishes it to Reese. Reese goes up and is fouled. They'll shoot two from the free throw line. You know, Liberty's given up a lot of sides, but they're getting something done underneath.
Yeah, and the foul total is going up on Rogersville. That's their fifth already in this first quarter.
First free throw by Gavin Reese is good. Second free throw is on the way, and that's no good. 8-7. Wildcat, and they have the basketball. The freshman, Chase Barnum, they get it to Metz. Metz kicks it out to the wing. Here's an open three. Good. And that was Dane Smith. Yeah, Dane Smith, number four, who's into the ballgame. 11-7, and Liberty turns it over. Here come the Wildcats on the fast break. Layup is good. Timeout, Liberty, because that's how quick it can get away from you. It was a one-point game. Now it's a six-point game. Wildcats, 13-7. We're taking a 60-second timeout, and we'll come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox. And welcome back. 13-7 in the blink of an eye. It was a one-point ball game. Logan Rogersville now with the lead. Liberty with the basketball. Terrell Gaines yet to get into the scorebook. Gets it to Reese. Gavin Reese on the right wing. He'll bring it back out top. Gets it to Gaines. Gaines goes up. No good, but he's fouled. And Terrell will step to the free throw line. And, you know, you had mentioned
that's on
the
Metz.
Fouls are starting to kind of, is that his second?
First for him.
Okay. Because I'm missing a few. First free throw is good by Terrell Gaines. We have a, pun intended, bird's eye view. And Gaines makes them both. So it's a two-possession game, 13-9. Logan Rogersville up by four with 1:25 to go in the first. They'll start it with Pitiford. Pitiford back out to Barnum. Now they'll get it inside. Metz in. Metz gives it up, and there's an easy feed for Barnum. Liberty has to respect that size.
Yes.
And you're sacrificing, you know, other areas on the court. Gaines out top at the volleyball line for Liberty. He'll use the dribble. He'll back it up now down to 50 seconds to go. Reese catches. Reese gets it off the Pendergraft. Pendergraft gives it back to Reese. Now off to Gaines. Gaines gets the screen. Looks to go baseline. Picks the dribble up. Pokes it out top. Rutledge to Pendergraft. Pendergraft will use the dribble and turns it over. It was starting to look good, but now, again, scouting report, compliments to Double H Hutchison. He said Rogersville plays really good defense, and the freshman is really good, and their post player is really good. He's kind of been spot on. 25 seconds to go, 15-9, Wildcats. And they have the basketball. They're going to settle for the last shot. Liberty, again, playing that zone. They're going to set back and not push it. And they get it inside. Betts, then he goes outside. Skip pass across. Here's a three. Off the mark. No good. Rogersville's able to keep it alive. Betts hits the 10-footer. And after one, the Wildcats 17, Liberty 9. We'll take a 60-second timeout and come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. 17-9, Logan Rogersville. Liberty had trouble hanging on to the basketball there in that first. And they only had two field goals, and that came from Carter Pritz. The rest of their points was from the free throw line. Gaines looks into the corner, comes popping out. Catches the pass. He's being chased by Biddeford.
They're doing a really good job on their defense on Gaines right now.
Yeah. Looks for a lane. Going to drive. Oh, gets it to Pruitt. Wasn't ready. And here come the Wildcats. Another turnover. That's the thing. You know, Gaines has an ability to drive it in regardless. If you're down there, you've got to be ready for the ball because they're going to take him away.
Yeah, especially tonight.
You've got to be ready for the basketball. Wildcats, they get it into Metz. Metz tosses it out. There's a wide-open three. It's good. That's number four, Dane Smith, his second three. 20-9. Gaines to Pruitt. Pruitt at the right wing to Reese. Reese gives it back to Gaines. Gaines gets it back to Reese. They look to zip it inside to Rutledge. Turnover. Inside by the Wildcat. And Bryce Marshall gets his first bucket of the game. 22-9. Gaines to Pendergraph. Pendergraph brings it back out top. Gets it to Reese. Reese to Gaines. Gaines drives, can't get the shot, partially blocked, picked up by Pendergraph. Rutledge catches, he brings it back outside the three-point line, and Liberty's going to reset. 6 minutes to go, Liberty yet to score, and they get it to Rutledge. Oh, he can't get the chipper to fall, picked up by the Wildcat. Metz, front of the rim, goes up, won't get it to fall, but he's fouled and will shoot two. That foul is, yes.
We don't have 30. Oh, yeah. Called on Brody, 35.
That's his second. First free throw's no good. So Scott Metz, the 6'6 senior, will get another. Alex Toon for Liberty, the freshman, he checks in. Second free throw is good.
Wells also checks in.
All right, Drayton. Play strong. Gaines in the corner to Toon. Toon for three. Get in there. Won't fall. Pruitt gets another rebound. Tosses it out to Gaines. Gaines with the floater. That goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Branham. And he'll keep the basketball out top, whips it over to Smith. Smith finds McDonald. Biddeford to Brandon. Just kind of running the little weave, you know. Here's a drive, and the shot is up, and it's in. Was that Biddeford? 22?
Yes.
25-9. Liberty in the corner. Toon, another wide open threes. Good. He might be able to do that all night.
Yeah.
Rogersville with the basketball, 25-12, and they have the lead in the corner. Branham, and now a drive shot up. Bucket's good, and the foul. And again, that's Jace Pettiford. Carter Crook.
Yep, foul on Carter. Right now, they're cutting and just chewing our zone defense up.
Yeah.
Their bigs are able to catch and then pass and hit a cutter every trip down the floor.
And the old-fashioned three goes out of bounds, missed shot. So it will be Wildcat basketball on their own baseline. And they get it to Metz, and Metz puts it in for two. You can't let a big guy like that get behind you.
No, not on inbound.
Not on baseline inbound. You can't do that. Liberty feeds it inside to Wells, and Wells is fouled. He'll get two shots from the line.
Wells is not used to catching and then having two guys of the same height.
Yeah. First free throw's no good.
Challenge that shot.
Well, it's big boy basketball now. Second free throw's good. Nice job, Drayton. 29-13. 4 minutes to go in the half. We're at the halfway mark here in the second. Alex Toon with pressure out top for Liberty. They get it to Metz down low. He works against Wells and goes up. That's pretty good defense.
Ooh,
that was pretty good defense.
That was the best defense that's been played on him in a possession down here.
Yeah. I didn't see the foul, but Drayton gets it, and Metz goes to the line. First one is good.
We've got a carnival going on up here.
Got a full-fledged game going on behind us.
Second free throw is good, and he makes them both. 31-13, 3:50 to go in the half. Harold Gaines throws a three up, no good, and he gets a steal. Rogersville tried the baseball pass down the floor. Gaines intercepted it. Reese back to Gaines. Gaines tries a backdoor cut to Wells, no good, and going all the way down the floor, number three, Chase Bannum. He's got 8 points. Terrell Gaines in the corner to Reese. Reese skips it across to Toon. Toon will keep the dribbles. Gets it back to Reese out top. Reese with the drive, feeds it to Pruitt. Pruitt goes up strong, can't get it to go. He's fouled. Carter will go to the line and shoot two. Carter Pruitt with 5 points. That all came in the first. Liberty has just scored 4 points here in the second. And they've only got three field goals. First one's no good. Terrell Gaines has only got two. Terrell does not have a field goal. Second one is up, and that's no good. Mets with the rebound for the Wildcats. Just under 3 minutes to go in the half. 20-point lead for the Wildcats. Right side to Pettiford. Pettiford finds Smith. Metz faces Wells. Kicks it out to the wing. Back inside to Metz. Metz pulls it back out. The three's up. No good. Tipped. And Liberty comes up with the rebound. Roll pass to Toon, back out top to Gaines. Gaines with the drive, goes up, shoots, no good. And we got a foul. That's going to be against Liberty. Terrell Gaines
picked up his first. 2:10 to go in the half, 33-13. Logan Rogersville in the corner to the wing. High post to Metz. Rolls it off. There's a foul. Illegal screen.
Yep.
So, who was it on? Oh, 34.
34.
Scott Metz. His second. So he'll come catch a breather. Under 2 minutes to go. Liberty with the basketball. They need some points, and they need them in a hurry. They need points, and they need to get some stops. Reese to Pruitt. Pruitt out top. Carter will back up. Now he's going to drive. Up and in. Two more. Nice job, Carter. 7 points for Carter Pruitt. He's leading Liberty in scoring. 33-15. Gaines does not have a field goal yet. High post caught by Lawrence. Lawrence will give it up. He gets it right back, toss it into the corner. They'll give it to him on the wing. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebound. Put back. No good. Reese pulls it down for Liberty. Gets it to Gaines. Gaines spins at the free throw line. Scoop shot is up and in. His first field goal of the half, Carroll with 4 points. Two from the line and two from the floor. 33-17, 47 seconds to go in the half. And see, when you play a zone and you got a team with a lead like that, this is where it really gets you in trouble because they'll just pull it out.
Yeah.
And shoot layups. So you got to be able to trap, you know, the ball, but it's all about a rotation. Who are you going to get out top? You know, Gavin Reese is probably Liberty's best defender, but he's playing that back row. Alex Toon out top. Freshman against freshman. Here's a pull-up jumper. Good. 10 points for Chase Manham. 5 seconds, and Gaines drives down and gets the scoop shot. So, at the half, Logan Rogersville, 35, Liberty, 19. We will we'll take a short break. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.